how appropriate that this first Sunday of Lent happens to also be February 14th, the Feast of St. Cyril and Methodius. Yes, it is the Feast of St. Cyril and Methodius, the missionaries to the Slavs, but it is also St. Valentine's Day. And as one who grew up in St. Valentine Parish in Bethel Park, yes, I know all about it. But I think it's rather appropriate that we begin this first Sunday of Lent on St. Valentine's Day, because really it is a question of the matter of a heart. Lent, this season that we have entered into, it is the matter of the heart which we must explore, and I think which these readings today help us to ponder over. In the reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we hear Moses recalling the Exodus by God, this freedom from slavery in Egypt through the Red Sea, as the reason for Israel to offer the sacrifice of thanks in the Thanksgiving offering. And recalling how they went through the Red Sea. This is really, I think, central to our understanding of Lent, as it was for ancient Israel. Because this recalling that Christ has freed us from sin and slavery is the reason why we enter into this time. For Christ is our Passover. And though we readily recognize that Passover to happen most explicitly on Good Friday and Holy Thursday, Holy Saturday, that Easter Triduum ending with the resurrection, his Passover, in many respects, began before that in his temptation. In becoming man, in taking on our flesh, our human condition, our weaknesses, Christ, God himself, allows himself to be tempted by Satan, so that he can truly say to each one of us, and so that we can truly believe that he understands everything that we are going through. This is not some empty action on the part of Christ. No, he truly experiences these temptations, not simply as you and I would individually, but as all of us do. For he is God and able to experience the fullness of temptation by Satan. In this uniting with us in our temptations, then, do we find our hope and our strength? I think the irony of Ash Wednesday is that it is the most largely attended non-holy day of obligation, Mass or service. Yes, Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation, but you would think it is based on the number of people we get. Everybody shows up. And the question I sometimes wonder on an Ash Wednesday is this question of where are people's hearts? None of us really knows, none of us can judge that, because it is a matter of the heart. But it is something for us to ponder over. Do we just show up on Ash Wednesday so we can get ashes on our foreheads, take a selfie, and send it home to say to Mom and Dad, been there, done that? Or are we serious about our commitment to Christ? Where we are assigned with that cross in ashes, that cross which we received in our baptism when sacred chrism was traced on our foreheads, and we were united to Christ as priest, prophet, and king. Lent, Ash Wednesday, is a time to welcome everybody back and hope for their return to Christ. For as we journey not alone, but with Christ and with our fellow brothers and sisters through this desert that is Lent. And we journey with Christ. We pray for those who are being prepared to enter into the church this Easter Vigil. And we pray that our hearts, too, might be transformed. St. Paul in the letter to the Romans reminds us that our mouths confess and our hearts believe. And the question is, do those correspond within our lives? Do we call on the name of the Lord? And if so, do we just pay lip service? Or is our heart really in it? Christ unites with us in our temptations so that our hearts might be united with Him. And we know His closeness, His compassion, that suffering with us. And we unite with Him in the season of Lent in the desert. This is why every first Sunday of Lent we read the temptations of Christ. For in the desert we are purified by the sand. And yes, it can be dry, very dry. But that is the test of faith. Do we give up when there is no consolation? We have 40 days ahead of us. Mother Teresa had 40 years. She's a great saint to be canonized in, I think, September. Call on her to help you through the season. For in this season, we prepare to celebrate that Passover of Christ, His death, His resurrection. And every Friday, we have the opportunity at 7 p.m. here to reflect on that great gift through the Stations of the Cross. When Moses, in that first reading, stated those lines, "My father was a wandering Aramean," he was enacting a memorial known as amnesis, which is a recalling, but not just simply a recalling of some past event, but of entering into that event. "My father was a wandering Aramean." No, your father wasn't. Yes, he was. In every Mass, this same notion of amnesis is how we are to enter into the Eucharist, in which we recall Christ's suffering, passion, death, and resurrection. This not simply thinking about something that happened in the past, but entering into that very moment, those very moments in which He did not exercise His divinity, but completely united with us in our humanity, willingly suffering so that we might be saved. This is what we journey towards in the season of Lent. And Lent, yes, is filled with trials, the trials of our daily lives, those that we experience in work or in our families, or frigid weather when the temperatures drop below zero, or the trials that come from snow or the other weather, or maybe it's trials of finances or food, heating. Maybe the trials that our children present to us, sometimes those trials that our parents present to us, and the trials that we experience in living with each other. I would challenge you to treasure these trials within your heart, because these trials are moments in which we are united with Christ in the desert and He is united with us. These trials are moments when we are united with Him on the cross. And as we know, every Good Friday is followed by an Easter Sunday. Every cross that we experience leads to glory. So as we journey through this Lent, being transformed by Christ, most especially when we partake of His body and blood in the Eucharist, let us take the opportunities to really ponder over and enter in to that Passover which has saved us from sin and death. The question, of course, is your mouth confessing and your heart believing, and are they one and the same, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior?